Editorial. Swans fans deserve to feel disappointed, but hope for better days. The Sydney Swans are swathed in scandal and still in limbo with five players on the road to perdition. But the Sydney cricket ground on Sunday perhaps provided a glimpse of redemption. The Swans AFLW squad, the unwilling casualty of the ongoing stain engulfing the men's team, defeated Essendon in the second round of the season and attracted 16,672 supporters, more than double the previous record spectator turnout. It was the first time the club's AFL and AFLW teams had shared a doubleheader at the SCG, and only the second time the women played at the stadium. Although some walked out when the first game was over, other loyal Swans supporters entered the stands to cheer on their men who did not behave badly. 8 days earlier, the Swans' victory over Essendon secured second place on the AFL ladder and a berth in the qualifying final. Ordinarily, Sunday's game against lowly placed North Melbourne would not have attracted much interest. But after the events of last week, Sunday's match was never about the eventual score. Five players were stood down for the rest of the season after a wild night of partying led to a police investigation into an alleged sexual assault in the early hours of last Monday. The club acted to limit the damage, with suspensions and copious apologies, but police have yet to interview players to ascertain if a crime was committed, and the scandal has taken on aspects of a bushfire. For many Australians, football is a religion that traverses beliefs, hopes, and dreams. It is a fragile inner world sometimes crushed by defeat or redeemed by victory, thanks to the threads of loyalty running through people's hearts that do not require overthinking or even logic. The AFL has been at times a leader in reflecting societal change, commemorating history and embracing important causes, and engaging the community with Anzac Day, Indigenous issues, domestic violence, gay pride, and motor neurone disease, all highlighted in dedicated rounds. Until last week, the Swans were known for their virtuous stance on social issues, team cultures, and the standards of behavior expected of players. But the behavior of these players, including some of the leadership group, has undermined those efforts and raises doubts about how far the sport has actually come in its attitudes towards women. It clearly has much more to do. The past week has left Swans supporters, players, and officials shattered. The action by some Swans supporters in turning their backs on the men's team is an understandable response and a clear signal to the club that they are deeply disappointed. A little over a week ago, the Swans were on top of the world. But whatever remains of the club's 2026 men's season has been forever tainted. The two SCG matches on Sunday serve to remind supporters and the club of the game's central and wonderful promise, and perhaps hint at better days ahead. Start the day with a summary of the day's most important and interesting stories, analysis, and insights. Sign up for our morning edition newsletter.